Begin the current daf, Masechta Zvachim, daf Lamed Alf. Begin 3 lines down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf from discussing the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah described the halacha of Pigul and of Chutz L'Mekoymai, which is Chutz L'Zman, Chutz L'Mekoymai, Chutz L'Zman. It is a, if one eats from that meat, it's going to have a punishment of Karas, and Kasha is the Chutz L'Mekoymai. Now the Mishnah described, Machlik is Rehudin and Chachamim, when do we say that the Machshav of Chutz L'Mekoymai invalidates the pure invalidation of Chutz L'Zmanoi of Pigul? However, in the Mishnah described, when if it's a Chatzi Zayas of Pigul and the Chatzi Zayas of Chutz L'Mekoymai, although those are two different invalidations, however, they combine together to create a psul, because ultimately they're both invalidating thoughts. It's not going to make it into pigal to be chayv karas, but it's going to make it into a psul, because both of them are invalidating thoughts in the total measurement of a kezayis. Now, relating to that halacha, the Gemara brings itmar, right, the following discussion. Chatzi zayis chutz l'zmani. Let's say when he's doing the avodah, he's doing the slaughtering, he's doing the kabbalah, he's having in mind that he wants to have half an olive size, the minimum measurement of psul, which includes the machshava of psul, is a olive-sized piece of meat. So he has in mind that a half an olive size should be eaten out of the time that it's allowed to be eaten, and chatzi zayis chutz l'mekoymai, and a half an olive size should be eaten out of its perimeter, the place where it's allowed to be eaten. So far, that's the case of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah said that's going to be possible, but it's not going to be karas. Continues the case. Then he continues thinking, v'chatzi zayis chutz l'zmani, and then he wants another half an olive size to be beyond the time that it can be eaten. Amar Rava, the Rava says, describing, paraphrasing a pasuk, v'yikatz k'yashin ha-pigul, that the sleeping pigul has been awakened. In other words, since the first half olive-sized piece, which was to be eaten chutz l'zmani, meets the third half olive-sized piece to be eaten chutz l'zmani, which is the same min, the same species, they're both coming for a machshava of chutz l'zmani, so it awakens the sleeping giant from its invalidation of being a pigul thought, because initially there was two machshavas, both a half a zayis. And the machshava of chutz l'zmani didn't have enough measurement on its own. It had combined with the machshava of chutz l'mekoymai to be a psul and not pigul. But says Rava, now it recombines, it disconnects from the chutz l'mekoymai and reconnects to create pigul, thus nullifying the connection that the first half olive-sized piece of machshava had with chutz l'mekoymai, which said it cannot be pigul, because just being a half a zayis itself cannot go ahead and affect a chiv of karas. So Rava says, we don't say that it already was combined with the chutz l'mekoymai and it was downgraded to machshava psul, and it cannot be then disconnected and reattached to the chutz l'zmanai of the third half a zayis. No. We say that the first half of Zayis is connecting with the third half of Kezayis, that they're both the same type of Chutz L'Zmanli, and it's a share of a Kezayis, and therefore there's going to be such a machshava of Pigul to create a Psul of Chiv Karas. Because what's left of Chutz L'Mekoymai? Only half of Zayis. Half of Zayis is not going to invalidate. It's not a problem of Likar V'Amatik Mitzvah. It's not significant. V'Amnun Amar, he says, no. Erev Machshav is Hava. This is going to be a case where, since the first half of Zayis had already combined with the second half of Zayis, so then you can't disconnect it anymore. And now you're still left with a machshava of psul, and thus you have mixed in over here chutz l'mekoymai and chutz l'zmanai. So although you have a shiv chutz l'zmanai, you cannot go ahead and create pigul, because as we told in our Mishnah, it's already mixed with other machshavas, and that's not considered karva matik mitzvasi. Says the Gemara, each opinion will explain the source for their opinion. Amar Rabbi says, where do I know this from? That it could disconnect and reconnect and create pigul now, because you have a kezayis of pigul and you have less than a kezayis of chutz l'mekoymai, which is not going to be excluded from that machshava of pigul. That's not, because we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos that says as follows. Kibeya oichal rishon, the minimum of shear of tumah is a food that's the size of an egg. So there's an egg size of a food item that's a rishon l'tumah. There's levels of tumah, there's avi avayis, which is a dead person, there's an avatumah, someone who touched a dead person, then there's a rishon, and it keeps on going down. When someone touches that thing, every time the transfer goes one level down. So you have a first level, a rishon of tumah of a food item, and ukubeya oichal sheni, and you have a second food item, also the size of an egg, that's a second degree tumah, which is one step lower. Shebalalon zebezeb, which these two food items get mixed up one with the other, says the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos, rishon, that whole tarubis, that whole mixture, will have a halachic status of a rishon l'tumah, which therefore, whatever that touches, will create that thing to become a sheni, a second level tumah, because in this food mixture, there's a measurement of at least an olive size of a rishon inside of it, to therefore transmit tumah to whatever touches it to make it into a sheni. Even though in there there's also a sheni, but there's also a rishon, and therefore the rishon could transmit tumah to whatever touches it to create a sheni. Continues the Mishnah, chilkan. But let's say they're then separated. It was mixed together, now they separated. Says the Mishnah, then zesh sheni v'zesh sheni. Each separated part now, that's the part that's the size of an egg, is all, each one's going to be only considered a second degree level. Why? Because each one that now you're separating has, we don't know what's what, because it was all mixed together, has possibly half of its measurement is a rishon, half of it is a sheni. And as we'll quote later on, the Mishnah tells us, when you have a rishon and a sheni mixed together, so you don't have a full measurement of a rishon, the measurement of egg size is half of a rishon, half of a sheni, they both combine to be the lower level of tumah. So therefore, each one is going to be a sheni. If you would be able to technically pull the rishon back and the sheni back, yeah, the rishon would be back, rishon and sheni. But here you're going ahead, you're pulling it out, half of it is rishon, half of it is sheni, so they're both going to be shenis. Now, it makes Rabbah the following inference. So that sounds like only because they were mixed together, a rishon and a sheni, and then pulled away, one egg size, then mixed together, so it's a half rishon, half sheni, each one has half rishon, half sheni, so it's going to be a sheni. But the inference is, but let's say they were remixed back together again. Sounds like rishon haba. It would go back to being what it originally was, and actually, as the Gemara is going to conclude this discussion, as we actually see from that Mishnah itself. So one thing before we conclude is what Rav is saying is we see that when it then re-meets its same species, because what happened was you had a full rishon that was with a sheni. So when it was a full rishon, it was a rishon. And whatever touched that whole mixture would become from a rishon to become a sheni. Then you pull it back, so it's not a rishon anymore because it's only half a rishon with a half a sheni each egg size. Sounds like, but if you would put it back, so the rishon would come back becoming a rishon again, even though in that interim it was only a sheni, because of it not being a full measurement of a rishon. So you see that when it meets its same type, it gets reawakened, and it pulls away from what is not its type and becomes the full measurement of its type, which is what Rav is saying over here, that the half of Kezias Pigel now gets reawakened with the third half of Kezias, that of Pigel too. And he says, Mimai, where do I know this from? That if it would be remixed together, it would go back to being a rishon. I mean, the Tani Sefer from the end of that Mishnah Masechtas Taharos says, "Nafal zeba atzmai v'zeba atzmai." If each one of them falls individually, al kikar shel truma, on a loaf of bread of truma, meaning once the first egg size had been taken off from that loaf of bread of truma, the other olive size then falls on that loaf of bread of truma. Says the Mishnah, then paslua. Then they're only going to invalidate the truma, but not make it tuma to make it into a sheni, meaning truma, unlike chulin, could only become up till a shlishi. In contrast, kaidish, kachim could become a revi, but that's it's the limit it could become is a shlishi. So when we're saying it's puzzle, in contrast to using the word tame, is because we're saying that it's becoming a shlishi, and it's not becoming a sheni, because when the first piece fell onto it, it didn't have an egg size of a rishon, because it was mixed rishon and sheni, and when the next one fell on it, the first one had already been taken off, so at no point in time did we have a full rishon on that loaf of bread. So we have to consider those egg-sized pieces of that mixture, shenis, so that's only making the truma into a invalid, which means say it's a shlishi, but it's not tame, because tame would mean it can make something else tame, and a shlishi truma cannot make another truma into a revi. Now, continues the Mishnah, but let's say naflu shnein ke'echad, but let's say both egg-sized pieces fall together as one on that loaf of bread of truma, which Rashi points out doesn't have to mean necessarily at the same time. It can even be consecutively, but as long as the first egg piece is still on when the second one falls on it, so that's called, they're both there, fell out together, then asu ashniya, then they will make the loaf of bread into a sheni. Obviously, says Rava, why? Because they reconnect and recombine the rishon, the half of the rishon that's in this egg size, and the half of rishon that's in the other half egg size, are coming together and becoming as one, and therefore it's making it to sheni. That's the way I'm saying that when you have a half a zayis of chutz hazmani, half a zayis chutz becoming, then another half a zayis of chutz hazmani, they will recombine. So though originally it was downgraded to just to be a pasul, not a pigul, to not having karis, to it could go back to having karis, just like you see in that Mishnah Masechtas Taharos. Now, Rav Nunna Amar, he disagrees. He says, no, there's no raya from that Mishnah that you're bringing from. Hasam ikashiyur, in that Mishnah, originally, that egg size of Rishon was whole. It was one Rishon and then one Sheni. They got then mixed together. Then it was separated. So therefore, it says Rav Nuna, yeah, there I agree. When they're remixed again, it'll get back its old designation of being a Rishon. However, Hacha, here in the case that we're discussing, Leka Sheyura, there was never a measurement initially. All you had was a half olive size of pigle and a half olive size of pasul, which is chosim kaimai. That never had the designation of pigle on it. It only had, the most it had was the shame pasul. So therefore, then when it mixes again, later on with a third half of olive size of chutzas manai, it cannot disconnect it from the designation of pasul that it already had in the first place to now create a new designation of pigle. There in the Mishnah Masechet Tyrus, it already had it to get it back. That it could get it back, but to create from new, that I disagree with you. There's no proof in that Mishnah. Amar Rav Nuna, he says, how do I know, like I'm saying, that it does not disconnect and it does not become pigle with the third half olive sized piece of chutzas manai? That's not that same Mishnah Masechet Tyrus. The Mishnah says over there, ha'eichel, if there's a food item, a size of a half an olive, a half an egg size. Shenitma ma'avatuma, that half an egg size became tummy from an avatum, which makes it into a rishon. Then there's another half an egg size of food item, the shenitma bavladatuma, that became tummy from a rishon, which makes it into a sheni. So basically you have a rishon and a sheni. Says the Mishnah, mitstarvim zemzeh, they could combine together, because each one doesn't have the measurement of tumma, because they're only a half an egg size, it has to be egg size. They could combine l'tamei bekal shebishneim to transmit tumma to the lesser tumma of their both of them, which is being a sheni. And therefore, if this food item, this mixture, would touch truma, it would make it only pasul, meaning into a shlishi, and would not make it a tamei into a sheni, because there's not enough of a measurement of an egg size of it being a rishon. Says Rav Amnuna, my love, isn't the Mishnah even talking about afagaf dahadir malia, even if it subsequently would be completed, meaning even if after that, that these two halves, one being a rishon, one sheni, came together, even if it would be complemented from a meichel that's a rishon, would fall on until it would make an egg size of a food item of a rishon, that still it would not become a rishon. Why? Since it never had originally the measurement before I'd mixed it with the meichel of sheni, even though now it would have the measurement, it wouldn't be able to. It would already have become a sheni, and it cannot become then subsequently a rishon. So obviously you see that if it did not have initially the measurement, it cannot be like you're saying chayzim in there to go reawaken and become back a rishon. So to here, it cannot go back and become into pigel. Now Rashi has an important question. He says, well, wait a second. If Rav Amnuna is qualifying his Mishnah that it never had originally the measurement of an egg size, then how did it ever contract tumah in the first place from an avatumah if it didn't even have the measurement of tumah? Which Rashi says, very simply, according to Rashi's opinion, that a meichel, a food item, could contract tumah even if it's a very small amount. When we say it requires an egg size, is to transfer and to make something else tummy. And Rashi says it's a brisa in Torah's Kainim that says, when the pasuk talks about tumah in the Torah, it says, kol asher b'toicha yitma, mekol oichel, whatever's inside that earthenware vessel will become tummy from all food items. That teaches that it could become tummy whatever size it is. But then the Brisa continues, so you would think it would also be, make other things tamei, even if it's a minute amount. That's the Pasuk continues, asher ye'ochel, that's which is eaten, that's the size of an egg. Because as the Gemara learns in the 8th Perek of Masechtas Yomim of Peyim and Aleph, what's the type of food item that can be eaten at one time, which is asher ye'ochel? So the Chamim evaluated that the person's throat cannot hold a food that's more than the size of an egg of a chicken. And therefore, that's asher ye'ochel, that can be eaten at one time. That's the measurement of transferring tumah to something else. But that's for transmitting. But for contracting, says Rashi, that's even a small amount. And that's how this thing became tumah from an avatumah and this thing from a rishon. But it was less than the shear. And therefore, that's why it would seem to be, from the fact that the Mishnah does not differentiate, that even if it would supplement now, it would be too late. It already became a sheni, and that's all it's going to be. It's going to be the kal shebishneim. Which on that Rava responds, he says, no, dimo d'loy ha'damalia. No, maybe the Mishnah did tumah where it wasn't supplement, but if it was, then it would be like me, because of a yikatz kiyashna pigle, it actually would reawaken it, and it would become back into a rishon, not into a sheni. Now, Gemara continues on this theme, ki asra Rav Dimi ama. When Rav Dimi came to Bavli, he said the following halacha. He said, chatzi zayis chutzlim kame. Someone, when he's doing the avoid, he has a mind that a half an olive it should be eaten beyond its place. The chatzi zayis chutzas man, and then he has in mind that half of it should be eaten beyond its time.
So they're all half measurements like we were discussing in the previous discussion. Then a third machshava, v'chatzi zayis chutzas mani, and a half of olive size should be eaten beyond its time. So it's chutzim kaimai, chutzas mani, and they're all half olive sizes. So his version is tani bakarpa dekabar, taught in the braisa that the halacha is pigel. It's gonna have the halacha of pigel. Why? In chatzi zayis moil b'makom kizayis, because similar to the discussion we had previously, a half olive size of chutzlim kaimai cannot go, which is not clinically halachically significant. It's only a half an olive size, cannot take down a full olive size of pigel. Now, primarily the way his version, Rav Dimi's version in Bar Karpar is, which we'll shortly see other version, is because since these two chutz machshavas of half an olive, chutzas mani, are right near each other, the first one's chutzlim kaimai, and then you have two chutzas manis, so we don't say that since you had the first half olive size of chutzim kaimai that it's going to be a problem, because although the Gemara said previously in the Chavtes and Aleph the word yia, pigul yia, which told us havayos and achas, that it's going to be that chutzim mani combines with chutzim kaimai, that's only if the chutzim mani doesn't have anything to combine with it. But here we have them one right after another, we're going to say that they're going to combine, and it's not going to combine with the first chutzim kaimai, and therefore it's going to actually be full-fledged pigel, that if someone eats from that meat, it's going to be a punishment of karas. Now, kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said, no, this is not what, that's not the case that Bakarpar said his halacha. Because in the case that you described, since the first half of olive size was chutzim kaimai, then when you have the next half of olive size being chutzis mani, they're combined already. And therefore then, as we had in the previous Gemara's discussion, it cannot be chayzer in there. It cannot go ahead and reawaken. And therefore it's going to stay only chutz, it's going to stay just machshavas psul, and it's not going to be a chiv of karas. Rather, this is how Bar Kapara had said it, in this case. Chatzi zayis chutzis mani. First he had a machshava of chutzis mani, of a half a zayis. Then mechatzi zayis chutzis mani again, two of them of chutzis mani's half a half being a whole share of a kizayis. And then the third machshava of chatzi zayis chutzim kaimai was for out of its place, that's with Tani Bakarba, that's where he taught his halacha that pigul, because in chatzi zayis, you can't have this half olive size of chutzim kaimai to be male to effect, to nullify and void the machshava of chutzim manai, but makim kizayis. You already have a machshava of chutzim manai of a kizayis, and moreover, although we said in the Mishnah like the Rabban who disagreed with Yehuda and say a later machshava of chutzim kaimai could nullify it, but that's only if you have a significant shear. Here you have a half an olive size. What's it combining with? Can't tell me it's going to combine with the chutzim mani. Chutzim mani already, they already have their own psul of pigel. And therefore it's going to be pigel and it's going to be a chiv of karas. Third version, Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. He taught it differently. He taught it like in the previous Gemara's discussion, he was like Rava, who said Vayiketz Kiyashin Apigol, that even if it was interrupted with a machshava of makim in between the half of chutzas mani and the third half chutzas mani, still it's going to combine. But actually, Rav Ashi is even more than Rava, because he's saying a chiddush that even though that the machshava of chutzas mani was actually together in the same sentence and the same statement as chutzim kaimai, and his lips combined them into one kezayis, where he was splitting up that one kezayis, even so, it's going to combine with the other half of kezayis of its own type, as Gemara explains. He says the case of Bar Kapara is where the person has a machshava chatzi zayis chutzas mani, wants to have a half an olive size chutzas mani. Then he says in his head, and he says it, ukezayis, and then an olive size of it, what? Chetzi chutzim kaimai, half of it should be chutzim kaimai. So it's interrupting, you have chutzis mani, then you have a half olive size of chutzim kaimai, and the chetzi chutzis mani, and the other half of it should be chutzis mani. He says, and that's with Tani Bar Kapara, that pigel is going to be pigel, because in chatzi zayis moel b'makom kizayis, because the half olive size of chutzlim kaimai is not halachically significant, and therefore it's not going to get in the way of the two halves of chutzis mani, although they're interrupted with chutzim kaimai, and you even the one of chutzim kaimai is actually the other half of the other half of chutzis mani, still they're going to combine, and it's going to be a chiv of pigel. Now the Gemara continues on these halachas, which will relate back to the halacha of Mishnah. Amar Abyanai says, let's say the kain when he's doing the avoda, chishuv he has in mind sheyachlu kolavim lamacher, that dog should eat it tomorrow. So he's having machshava chutzis mani, but not that a person should eat it, but a dog should eat it. He says pigel is still going to be considered pigel, because although the Torah says himachal yaachal, it's pigel only applies when you have b'shtei achilas akas madaber, one is the achilas mezbeach or achilas adam. The achila of a dog is also considered achila of a creature, which would be considered part of the halacha of pigel. Because the chesed, like I said, the pasuk in Lachem Beis says Ve'ezevel yoichla klovim, that the dogs will eat ezevel bechelik Yisrael, in the portion of Yisrael. So you see that the eating of a dog in the Torah is called achila. So it's considered achila of Adam, and then you have the other achila of mezbech. The achila of the dog will be considered achila. And that maskevul Rabbami. Rabbami asked on this, and he says elamiyater. If that's the case, then chishiv. Then if someone has a thought regarding the meat, shetachlu eish, that a fire, a regular fire, not the fire of the Mizbeach, a regular fire should consume. He's having in mind, I wanted to, the fire to consume it l'machar, tomorrow. Tachsev, because we find the pasuk in Eiv, that also says the terminology of eating on fire. It says, tachleu eish le'nufach, that the fire which is not blown will consume it. So, achanami the pickle, are you going to say that here also it's going to have halacha pickle because it's also called, quote, achilo? And v'chitema achanami, and if you're going to say, yes, that's the case, that it actually will create a halacha pickle, but what's none? We learned in our previous mission that says, if the Kohen has the machshava lechel kechatzi zayis, he has a mind to eat a half a zayis of it tomorrow, ulehakter chatzi kezayis, and he also has a mind to burn, which is the other achila, which is two types of achila, is the eating of a person and the eating of the mizbeach, which is the burning of the meat on the mizbeach, also chatzi kezayis, also half olive size tomorrow. Says the Mishnah kosher. It's actually kosher. Why? She'en achila v'aktar mitztarfen. Because eating and burning don't combine. Those are two different types of achilas. So you see, ask the Gemara, that even the fire of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mizbeach, which is actually something fit for it, and it's normal because many times we put meat on the Mizbeach to eat it, and still it's not going to combine if that was thought together to be with the eating of a person, even though it's called achila. So obviously, see that we can't compare wherever it says achila to combine the two of them, because each one is its own type of achila. And now the difficulty is, you're saying that every consuming of fire is considered eating. But if that's the case, then why wouldn't it combine when you have a chatzi zayis of achila and chatzi zayis of aktara? The aktara on the mezeach is called achila. So why doesn't it combine with achila of another? Says the Gemara, it's not difficult. Ida afka b'loshen achila hachinami. You're right. If the machshava was that the other half of the olive size meat should be consumed on mizbeach, he has in mind in the terminology in the lexicon of eating, then it would be pigle and they would combine. But hachamay skin, what are we talking about in our Mishnah that says they don't combine? Is the afka b'loshen aktara. He set it out in the terminology of burning, of sacrificing. The terminology of eating is distinct. The terminology of burning is distinct. Yeah, fire is eating. And fire would qualify to have a chutzah mani of eating. But when he's saying it for the mizbeach, he's not saying it in eating. He's saying it in burning. So that's why it's not going to combine. But if it was the terminology of achila, then yeah, there would be chutzah mani by fire too, even a regular fire of a regular person. Now, by Rav Ashi, he asked the following question. He says, chishev lechel kezayis. Let's say the Kohen had a machshava of having an olive size of it eaten beyond its time, which is generally the halacha pigel, but b'shnei b'nei adam. But he has it that it should be eaten by two people. Ma, what's the halacha? What's the question? Bas machshava zlin, do we go based on the person's thought? Dekashir, in his thought, he's having an olive size of it eaten beyond its man, which is pigel. Do we go based on the ones who he's thinking should consume it, which he's having in mind that two of them will be eating an olive size? But like a shirin, there's no measurement. Because each one will only be eating a half an olive size, which is not a distinct measurement. So maybe it's not going to be pickle. So Abaye says, Tashema, let's bring a raya, in the halacha of the Mishnah we just quoted. Our Mishnah says, if he has in mind lechel kechatzi zayis, to eat a half an olive size, ulahakti kechatzi zayis, and to sacrifice a half an olive size, well then kasher, it's going to be kasher, it's going to be valid. She'in achila v'akter metztafim, because the two achilas, that of the mizbech and the adam, they don't combine together. So although together they're kezayis, it's not going to be valid to be this psul of chutzlas mani. Now, as the Gemara continues to Amid Beis, but the inference is as follows. It's only half a zayis of achila and half a zayis of aktara. But holechol v'lechol, but let's say it was to eat and to eat for two people, which is dumi de lechol v'lehakta, which is similar to the case of eating and burning, where each one doesn't have a full olive size, but v'hechad, I mean, what would the case be talking about? B'shnei b'nei adam, when you have two people, which half is for him to eat and half is for him to eat, that would be mitzvah. It's only not combining in the case of the Mishnah because one is eating, one is burning. But if both were eating, then, and as we said in the previous Gemara's discussion, even fire would be eating if it wasn't the Loshon HaKtara, then they would combine. So Shema Minah, you can prove from the halacha of the Mishnah that they do combine, and it goes based on the Machshava, and since the Machshava has a kezayis, it's going to be considered as pickle. Continuing on this bringing proof from this halacha of our Mishnah, by Rav. Rav had the following question. Chishav lechel kezayisim. Let's say he had a mind that the kezayis should be eaten tomorrow. However, that there should be a delay between the beginning of the eating of the kezayis to the end of it. But yesir mechtechel is past more than the time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Because in general, regards to any biblical prohibition, the halacha is it's not considered consumption to be liable if it's less than that amount of time, which is between 4 and 9 minutes, a certain measurement of food to be consumed. Ma, what's Allah in this situation if he has a mind to have the kezayis eaten, but it's going to take longer than the time of kedechilis pras? What's the question? So the Gemara explains. L'achilis gaboy ma deminan lay? Do we compare it to the consumption of the mizbeach? Because essentially, in regards to his machshava of pigol, we do compare the two of them, because like the pasuk says, in me achel to achel, there's two types of achilis that one's liable for that machshava of pigol. One is the eating of the mizbeach, and one's the eating of a person. And just like the eating of the mizbeach, sometimes it takes more than 4 to 9 minutes, because sometimes it doesn't burn up so quickly, and maybe therefore just like over there it's going to be pigol, here also it's going to be pigol. No, or maybe that's different. That's the mizbech's eating. But here we compare it to how a regular person eats. And a regular person is not considered eating if it's done in more than 9 minutes, and therefore it should not be a liability for pigle. So Mabai says, Toshima, he says, let's bring it right from that halacha of the Mishnah that we just quoted before. The Mishnah says, Lechel kechatzi zayis ulahaktik kechatzi zayis. If he has a mind to have a half vowel of it eaten beyond its time, and to have a half olive being burned beyond this time. Says the Mishnah Kasha, it's going to be valid. Shein lechil v'aktar mitzarf, and you can't combine eating of a person and the eating of the mizbeach, which is haktar. Says Abaya, the inference is, time with the lechel v'haktar, the reason is because half is to eat and half is to burn. Halechel v'lechel, but if it was to eat and to eat, which is similar to the burning, then mitzarf would combine. Now, v'aktara, if you're comparing it to exactly what the burning is, that's b'yesa mechteachel is prasu. That burning takes more than 4 to 9 minutes, and yet we see, regarding eating, it would combine. So you see that eating would be considered eating, just like achilas gevaya, even if it's b'yesa mechteachel is pras. Which the Gemara says, rejects the proof. It says, no, Dilma, maybe this, that it's comparing it to the case of aktara, is behesed gadol. The Mishnah was told about a large fire. And only similar to that type of a case, when you have lechel and lechel, then it would be mitzarf, because then it would be within the time frame of achilas prast, which is between 4 to 9 minutes, but maybe if it was more than that, maybe it would not combine. Now the Gemara actually continues quoting from that halacha, the Mishnah that we bring proof from, is this halacha that lechel kechatzi zayis, he has a mind to have a half vowel of it eaten beyond its time, ulahakti kechatzi zayis, and to have a half vowel of it being burned beyond its time. So the Mishnah kasha, like we said before, because in achilas baktar mitzarf. So the Gemara has a question. Taima de lechel al haktar, again, another type of inferential situation, where the reason is, why don't they combine? Why isn't it possible? Why is it kasher? Because it's to eat and to burn. Now, halechel v'lechel, but if it's to eat and to eat, davashein darch lechel, if the other half of the eating is for an eating that's not normally eaten, because that's the equivalent of the case of aktara, which is tomat emurim, the sacrificial parts, which is not usually eaten, it's usually burnt on the mizbeach, sounds like they're mitzdarf, then it would combine. It's just that the aktara can't, but if it was being eaten, what? What's usually burnt, which is emurim. Then it would be mitzdarf. However, asked the Gemara, Aktani Reisha, but the Reisha of the Mishnah said, Lechel leshadarche, lechel mitzdarf, when does it combine? Only if it is to have eaten something that's normally eaten, which the diak is eshadarche lechel in. Only if it's something that's normally eaten will the halacha of pigle apply to. Shein darke loy, but if it's not something that's normally eaten, will not combine. So you see, to have a machshava for something that's usually eaten on the mizbeach, which is the emurim, to have it being thought that a person's going to eat it, that's not a machshava of pigul. So how do we say here from the Diga of the Sefer that sounds like it would combine? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Hamani, who's the Tana of the Sefer of the Mishnah, that it was necessary to say that only achila and aktara is not going to combine, but yes, an achila of regular meat, and the other half of size of achila of emur meat, that it would combine? It's Rebbe Eliezer, Dama, that he says, Mechashvin Machilas Adam, Achilas Mizbech. You could have a thought of pigle from something that's usually eaten by a person to having in mind that it's going to be eaten by the Mizbech tomorrow and it'll be considered pigle. Or Machilas Mizbech, Achilas Adam, and the reverse, from having something that's usually eaten by the Mizbech, which is like the case we're describing in the Sefer, that it'll be eaten by a person. But now, like in the Mishnah later in the Flamahim and after, it says, Hashechles Azevach. Someone slaughters a carbon, one of the primary four avodas. Lechel davish in darche lechel. To eat something which is not normally eaten, which is like deimur. And he's having in mind that deimur should be eaten by a person, either chutz l'mkaymai or chutz l'smanai, or the other way, ulahakter davish in darche lahakter, or to burn something on the mizbeach which is not normally even burned, which is like the regular meat, So such a machshava of chutz zman and chutz makom is going to be kosher, going to be valid, because it has to be something that's darcha lechel or darcha lahakter. But Reb Eliezer paisel, he holds that it is going to be invalid, because we see he holds that even achilas mesbeach and achilas adam do intermingle, and that's why the halacha of the sefer is saying it only because it's lechel lahakter, but actually lechel lechel davishin darcha lechel actually would be considered possible. Abaye Amei gives a different approach. He says, no, filatema rabban, you could even say that the sefer of a mishnah is like the rabbanan, who don't hold that you could take from achilas mesbeach to achilas adam. And however, v'leitema, don't make the inference the way you were saying, halechel v'lechel davishin darcha lechel. You were inferring, oh, it's only because lechel v'lehakter. But to eat half an olive size and to have the other half an olive size eaten, something that's not usually eaten, that it would combine, no, don't make that diuk. Eleima, rather, make the following inference, that, yeah, eating and burning is not going to combine the great pigle. Halechel v'lechel davar shadarcher lechel, but to have a half olive size of meat eaten, and another half olive size of meat of something that's also usually eaten, that then it combines, even though it was thought of in halves, still it's going to combine. Says the Gemara, my kamash malan, then what is the sefer of the Mishnah teaching, if not, like we thought to infer, that it was to only say lechel chatzizayis, and lechel davar she'in darcher lechel, which is similar to the case of the Akhtara. Because if it's the way you're describing, what's the Mishnah teaching? If it's like you're saying that it's coming to tell us something that the other half of olive is something that usually is eaten, and all it's teaching us is that it'll combine in halves, even though he didn't have in mind for gezayas, he had in mind a half of gezayas, another half of gezayas, it combines. But Mereisha Shmamina, the Reisha of the Mishnah taught this us explicitly. It said, so if he has in mind a half of olive size outside, and kechatzis zayis lamacha, and half an olive size of it, even a different type, chutz l'zmanoi, that possible, it will be invalid. They will combine, albeit not for karas, because you only have an olive size, but they combine. So why would we need the sefer of the Mishnah telling us this? So continues the Gemara, and ilecha v'lahakter, and if you're going to say that no, the sefer of the Mishnah is telling us the halacha itself that it's teaching us, that eating and burning do not combine, but not for any inferential like we were making. No, there's no inference to make. It's just teaching us regarding that eating and burning don't combine. And that the Gemara still finds difficult. That we already know as an inference from the Reisha, from the beginning part of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah taught that if he has a mind to eat something that's normally eaten, that that's going to be a machshava of psul. But to eat something that's not normally eaten, that's not going to be a machshava. So as the Gemara says, lechel davar shadarcher lechel in. We see from the Reish of the Mishnah already, there's only something that's normally eaten, that then the machshava will be a puzzle. Shein darcher lechel loy, but if it's not normally eaten, then no. So obviously you see from the Reish of the Mishnah that if he had a mind to eat a half an olive size of meat and a half an olive size of a murim to eat, that's not going to combine, because a murim are not usually eaten. And for sure, to eat a half an olive size of meat and to burn the other half an olive size of murim, of course it's not going to combine, because not only is that not the same thing, it's a whole different thing. It's a burning thing. So of course that can't combine. Because hashda, if we find now in the inference on the ratio, uma lechel, if to eat a half olive size, velechon, to eat the other half an olive size, davish in derech lechel, something that's not normally eaten, which is murim, loy mitzdarf, it does not combine the basar and the emurim, even though they're both for eating, but it's two different things. So lechav al-hakdim ibayi, so would you entertain to say that eating and burning, that they could combine? That's a totally different thing. Of course it's not going to combine. So according to you, that you're saying like the Rabbanu, what does it say for the Mishnah teaching us? It's not teaching us an inference, and it's not teaching us the halacha itself. And that Abai says, no. Lechav al-hakdim itzuk. No, the halacha itself, that eating and burning don't combine, was necessary. Why? Why isn't that already known from a kavochem from the diik of the reisha? Because salke da'at remina, you would have thought to say, Hasam over there in the reisha, when he thought a half an olive size of meat, and as we learned from the diik of the reisha, if he has a mind to eat the other half olive size of a murim in the sacrificial parts, yeah, who? That's where it's not going to combine with the eating of the meat. Why not? Because the lav ki urchim become a chashav. He's not thinking of it in the way it's normally done, because emurim are not usually eaten. That's why it doesn't combine. Aval hocha, but over here in the case of the sefer, when he's having in mind to eat a half an olive size of meat and to burn a half an olive size of emurim, debahai ki urche ubahai ki urche, each one he's thinking according to how it's normally done. Yeah, meat is usually eaten. Emurim are usually burned. then emelit starv. I would say that they do combine to create the machshava apsul. That's what the Sefer is teaching, that no, they're two different things, and they don't combine, and therefore it is like the way Abaye said. You could even say that the Sefer is like Drabanan, not to make an inference, because it's not true. If it's not Darvish Adarcha Lechol, Darvish Adarcha Lehakter, it's not going to be considered for Machshava Psul. But it's teaching the Halacha itself of Echila Naktara, even though they're both appropriate things, because that is usually burnt and that's usually eaten, in contrast to the case of eating a half a Zayas of Bas and eating a half a Zayas of Imurim, which that's not normally how it's eaten. So even though here it's normal, but since it's two totally different things, that's the chiddush of the sefer, that they're not going to combine, and therefore it's not going to be a machshav apsul, and it's going to be like the Mishnah says, it's going to be kasher. Hadnu loch kalazvachem shekibul damon, we shall return to the second parak of Masechta Zvachem, parak kalazvachem shekibul damon, which was talking about, which the next parak will continue, this idea about invalidating factors, and a big component of machshav is psulis in the avodah that invalidates the avodah that's being done.